Okay, one more time. Okay, Ramosa, I apologize. I have a Levi to go to with Rav Moshe Yehuda Teichner, who he lived here in the Fort Shrine Nursing Home for the last years of his life. He's the brother-in-law of the late Rav Gedalia Felder of Toronto, big Rav in Toronto. And maybe we'll speak about it more in a different day. So I just want to get the shir, but we'll dedicate the shir Leiloi Nishmaso. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have the shir now till 11:45, and then Chumash from 11:45 to 12:15. And the people who come for Chumash know to come to this room. Rabbi Goldstein. Maybe about one of these.
There's a chair right
here. Yeah, no, I think all of these. But tell Rabbi Goldstein to come to this room. You think? To this room. What is this room? Has a number? Okay, Rabosei, let's get started. Okay, so we've been discussing the Indian of Tasav Lomana Osoy by Sukkah and by Mezuzah. And we're talking about what if you put the Mezuzah on before the door, before the doorpost, all that. So today, I wanted to speak about a different angle. Say, for example, and I want to hear what you have to say on this thing. Say, for example, you have one of these rooms that you can press the button. So during the year, you have a regular roof. On Sukkot, you press the button, the roof goes in, and then you put your... So in other words, you could say your regular house. Take a room in your house. Right? Some people do this. You take a room in your house, where there's nothing on top of it, you know, and you press the button, and the ceiling goes in, and then you put schach, right? And then after sukkahs, you take down the schach, you press the button back, and the thing comes back. So you can have one room in your house that you're using for a sukkah. So the question is, after Sukkot, right, when you take the schach off and you put back the thing, you have to remove the mezuzah. Because the sukkah is not chayiv in mezuzah, right? So for a week, the room wasn't chayiv in mezuzah. Pashtus. So, is that true? I mean, first we have to see, is that hanocha true? That you don't need... Of course, it is your house. But it's a house now that doesn't have a real roof. So it is your house. So two questions. Number one, is it potter from mezuzah? In other words, a regular sukkah that you make in the backyard, that's for sure. It's potter. Right? Because you make it for 7 days here, it's my house that's there for forever. Right? But for this week, I have a retractable, that's the word, the retractable ceiling that I put schach on. Is it tach and potter? And if it's potter, would we say tasav and omorosi? So those are the two things we have to understand. Is it potter during the week? when it's when you're putting when you press the button so it's a retractable roof. And number one, and number two, is that assuming it is potter, would then once after Sukkot that you put back the retractable roof, retractable ceiling is back in its place, would you now have to remove the mezuzah? So we have to focus on both. So let me ask you the first question. Is it potter from mezuzah during the week? This is his nephew, so... Yeah, that would be the same question. Right, right.
If that's the same question, then removing the roof is part of the house. That would have removed the data of getting the house. It was made to remove.
But
the roof
right.
You remove the roof temporarily.
Right. In other words, if you say like the Derech Chaim we said yesterday, when you take off the door, he said that since it was off at the beginning, then it's okay. So according to the Derech Chaim, that if once you put it up and the door was there, so now if I put it down, you don't have to retake it. So Lachar, that should be the same thing. Because if you think a door is one of the, according to the Rambam, is one of the conditions, so having a roof is one of the conditions should be the same. So then maybe, so therefore it's not Tasev Elomen also. But let me approach your question. But is it Pasha that it's Potter? Mi Mezuzah?
No, it's not Pasha.
It's not Pasha. Yeah, what do you want to say?
It's the same room that the Tiras Keva all the whole year round, except for the Tiras Pesukas.
Right, but...
So
but
you don't have to, the Kumpa say, take off the Mezuzah, because now...
Okay.
So... It would seem that since this is used as my den or whatever it is all year round, and I need a mezuzah. So now for the week of Sukkot, I don't have to become by say take off the mezuzah because I have schach there now instead of a ceiling for the period of Sukkot.
Sure.
Well, why would you have to take the mezuzah off? I mean, it's, at best it's an eight mezuzah or so, whatever. I don't know if that's
No, I'm not saying, in other words, let's assume, in other words, the Tasa Milomena Osei Shaila is one Shaila, right? In other words, even from the Sivas, who said that when the door's off, you put it back on, so you don't have to take off the mezuzah, but he agrees that when the door fell off, when you took it off, it's Taka Potter now. It's just that when you put it up again, you don't have to put the mezuzah back. So would we say the same thing over here? That it's that when you put on the retractable roof, it retracts, that it's potter. Or no, yeah.
Is there going to be a difference between the fact that it can be retractable versus if it's just a normal house and you put the roof completely off?
In other words, maybe you're saying...
It's a retractable roof, so like we were
so
saying...
So it's made to...
Forth, so it's still high, whereas if you took the roof off of the house, that's supposed to not...
So you're saying something's retractable, the mice... It's all made to...
That's like a sliding door. I mean, with a sliding door, every time you open the sliding door, you have to put that thing.
Well, a sliding door is a door. I mean...
It lets you slide into the wall.
No, but it's... When you open the door, even the Rambam agrees it's chayav mezuzah, because the door is in its place.
So the retractable roof just goes... somewhere else, I guess, like you split the doors into the walls, you
Yeah, that's a derech. You see, you're right. So maybe a retractable roof is like a door. But Bisman, in the poskim's time, they didn't have retractable roofs. They didn't have the press the button thing. They removed the roof. They removed the roof. So if you remove the roof, so would you still be potter? If you say you remove the roof, it's not retractable. You remove the roof for the week. I mean, obviously, in the way we have buildings today, who's taking architecture here? Dr. Glassman. Send them my regards. Yeah, where's your own? Yeah. What? Okay. So look at the Mate Ephraim. Wait, let's not look at the Mate Ephraim. Don't look at the Mate Ephraim. What do you guys say? Wait, so Dr. Rabbi Hess, you said you think what?
I said I think there's no problem because.
Is it chayiv a
mezuzah? I would say you are chayiv.
Even if I take it off, even though the roof is taken off.
Oh, because the chayiv.
Well, I say I take the roof off for the week of Sukkot. So that week, is that room chayiv a mezuzah? Normally, it's Sukkot, it's not chayiv. Yeah, that's one of the 10 conditions of the Rambam. If you have a home without a roof, it's part of the mezuzah.
But he's also saying that if you have a whole year in the house and just for a little bit of time you change it, is that enough?
Look, if you take the door off, then you put the mezuzah according to the Rambam. Or if you take the roof off, it should also be part of. That's what I would think.
Half of the rooms, the mezuzah would be on the roof you're coming from. You go into the sukkah, right? So for those rooms, you wouldn't need.
Wait. We'll go slowly. But let's just speak from the perspective of this room. You're speaking from the perspective of what?
All the other rooms.
That the other rooms what?
Well, that if the main room that you're going into is the room that isn't the sukkah, then you wouldn't be right. So that would be a consideration.
Wait, Matt, I'll tell you what we're holding now. I have a Levite over there on the ship. We want to know, some people, they have a retractable ceiling. So they press the button, the ceiling retracts, and then they put schach there. Now, in Bisman, the poskim, they didn't have a retractable one. Some of them, they actually took the ceiling. There's a type of ceiling, you can take it off and put schach on. So for that week, is the sukkah. Sukkah is normally part of a mezuzah. But if you have such a sukkah, that's really a room in your house, is it part of a mezuzah? And if you assume it's potter, then the question is, when you put it back up, after Sukkot, did you have to take the mezuzah off because of a question of Tassav Olam Nasa? So first, I want to talk about whether it's potter. So I thought that it should be potter. So just like if you take the door off according to the Rambam, it's potter. So too if you take the ceiling off.
So what's the story?
So the Mate Ephraim speaks about this. Okay? Does anyone want to say Yechayiv? Yeah, Jesse?
I don't think the only thing I think is that the door has to be more with the group of the mitzvah, whereas the taking the roof off has to do with the fact that I don't think anybody's not getting by it anymore, but the door is still there, so.
Right, but that's. But the bottom line is it's still. That svara that we said was legabi tassav olam nasa, but legabi the fact that it's potter, bottom line is potter because it doesn't have the condition. It might not be a question of tassav olam nasa, but lechora everyone should say it's potter, because lemaisa one of the conditions to have a chiyuv Now, you have to realize that if you have a gate around the city, right? So it's chayiv in the source of pesach chayiv, even though the city is not doesn't have a. But that, as Rav Shachter pointed out from the Rishonim, that's because the derech of a city is not to be makura. But if you're having a mezuzah on a house, the derech of a house is to be makura.
We used to say so that we used to between like the essence of the mitzvah versus external factor. So either type you might be positive.
Right, so that's what Jesse wanted to say, but the bottom line is that svara was only legabe possible and also, but not legabe
this is sort of the talking about in terms of bringing back whether or not you have to take down put it back up, you might be able
to. Right, yeah, but we're not up to that. Now I just want to know is a chayiv or potter. So take yeah.
The sukkah that needs the sukkah, right? So just like the house needs the roof, the sukkah would need the sukkah.
No.
So
but does it need a mezuzah? Does this room is one of the rooms of my house.
Right.
So it always has a mezuzah.
Well,
but now for sukkahs, I'm taking off the roof and I'm using it with sukkah. So
like
my question is, is it chayiv in is this room chayiv in mezuzah or not?
Yes.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Ah, but there's no roof.
Neither does the city.
What?
Neither does a city. A city doesn't have a roof.
Right, because that's the derech of a sukkah.
The derech of a sukkah is another roof.
And that's why, but a sukkah is therefore potter.
The derech of a sukkah
does not have a roof, and a sukkah is potter. So if you're just telling me that that's the derech because it's a sukkah, then I'll say back to you, a sukkah is potter. Right. Right. Yeah, so therefore, what are you saying?
Yeah,
the right.
Okay.
The Gemara says in Yuma, listen carefully, on Daf Yud Aleph, there, that if you hold like Rabbi Huda, that Sukkah is Deir's Keva, like, that it's Chayiv and Mitzvah. That if the Machlokas, Rabbi Huda Chachamim from the first Daf, it has to do with the question of Deir's Karen versus Deir's Haroi.
Right. So it has nothing to do with the roof. It has nothing to do with the Tikra.
Yeah.
Okay, so the house thing is also the Deir's Kebab.
Yeah.
You use it over here as a Deir's Kebab.
Okay. So the house would be is higher than the Zubba, whereas the Sukkah.
So every door that's in the house is also higher. So the 4 feet of the Sukkah itself is not higher, but the doorways are. Like you still need the Zubba on your door.
For
okay. So, yes. So you want to? You still want to say what?
I still say chayiv because even though this one room, the mezuzah, the doorway is still.
This is different from the sukkah. Even though you're using this as a sukkah, it's different from the sukkah because the house is also the nearest kebab.
So therefore, you're saying it's chayiv.
What I'm saying it should be chayiv.
It's chayiv.
Because the sukkah, the sukkah is potter not because of the roof. The sukkah is potter because it's also the nearest arach.
Okay.
We don't pass on every Yehuda.
But we'll, okay. So let's see what the Mate Ephraim says. Ready for the Mate Ephraim? Who's the Mate Ephraim? Ephraim Zalman Margolius. What farm did he write? No. That's a Ruben Margolius, a different person. He wrote the famous Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. He was the one who argued with the Mishkan of Yaakov whether you can have Erevin in big cities. The Beis Ephraim permitted it, and the Mishkan of Yaakov asked it. And I told you that Rav Kook's became a Rav in Russia, his first Rabbanus. So his father-in-law, the Aderis, said, I want to give you some advice for your rabbinate. He'll put up an Erev. So Rav Kook said, no, I hold like the Mishkan of Yaakov, so there's no Erev in a big city. Just point out that, you know, people think Rav Kook, everything. Rav Kook wasn't, you know, make all, you know, Rav Kook, you know, Rav Kook they pinned today, oh, he accepted everything and accepted. No, it's not true. I mean, he was Ohr Yisrael, but it doesn't mean that everything goes. He can be an Ohr Yisrael, it doesn't mean that for everything, you know, that people paint Rav Kook in a certain way that they want to, because they didn't know Rav Kook. So whatever way they think that it should be, you know, like Rav Lichtenstein once said about Rav Soloveitchik, people paint Rav Soloveitchik the way they wanted him to be, not the way he was. So every way they wanted it to be, that's, you know, they wanted Rav, you know, so the same thing with Rav Kook. people paint Rav Kook the way they want him. They expect that he should be. And that, you know, when you say, oh, Rav Kook was accepting, so therefore, you know, of course there should be an Aaron for the... No, he thought it was wrong. So he thought that you should possibly like the Mishkan of Yaakov, that you can't have an Aaron in a big city. Okay, but that's I'm getting off a side point here. Mat Ephraim, the base of Ephraim, what year?
1762
to 1820. Have you found that so fast? When we started, that was good. Yeah. So, Apple P, page 13. Shasukas Achag, Bechag, Turim, and Amazuzo. Become Makam Chadarim, Bekarim, Shem Yuchadim, Ladir, Bechol Hashana. If you have rooms that are Muchad, Ladir, Kol Hashana, Shabi Achag, Masim, but it comes to Sukkas, we take off the roof. Mekirna, the Sina Kori, Musachin, the Sachera, Zeh, Lo Niftar, Mi Mezuzo, Bishvil, Zeh. Whoa. So, Jake? Daniel? Daniel Cantor Shlita? From Chicago? Sounds like you. So, he says, so his far is, because the structure is a permanent structure. One second. One second. So he says, "Chadarim mekarim shem." Okay, Misha also mechad mikur circle zohar. So you got to make sure that this sukkah needs a mezuzah, because this is not a regular sukkah you just put in your backyard. A makeshift thing for 7 days. This is your house that's up for 50 years. That's the Mat Ephraim, but the Prima Gadim says not that way. And he points at the bottom. Take a look at the Prima Gadim. Take a look at the Prima Gadim. Page 15. In the Mishpatot Zohar. He says, "Haschach tzarvia matu yoribar." So first he says the thing we discussed before, that it has to rain in, be able to rain in. Imav yeshomim the pasul, I'm with him. Mezuzah b'sukkah potter. Mash mecheder shall call hashana, if you have the room from the whole year, shadar botamid, that you live there the whole year, who b'sukkahs meisir hagag v'hamechase, on sukkahs you take away the covering to put the schach there. Afilu hachi besukas petura. The bezayin yomim lav keva mikri. So he says the other way. And then once we have this machlokas, then we can discuss. So according to the Mat Ephraim, there's no problem with the discussion of Tasav Luminoso, because it was always still Chayav and Mezuzah. He's just saying, make sure that the Mezuzah is there even during Sukkot. Don't think you can take it down for Sukkot. But certainly he's supposed to keep it up, and certainly there's no Tasav Luminoso, because it was Chayav the whole time. The discussion is, if you hold like the Prima Gadim, that it's potter during Sukkot. In other words, this is the room, this room is here for 100 years. But at Sukkot, I take off the roof, so now it's a Dira Saroi. Because it has a ceiling, it has a schach, but that's Saroi. Maybe the question is whether you look at Saroi from the perspective of the walls or from the perspective of the schach. In other words, what are they arguing on the base of Ephraim and the Prima? What? Marshag, we'll see the Marshag, yeah. Yeah, there's a Marshag, as Shimon points out. We'll see what he says, but we're not going to have time today. But today I had enough time to show you the Machlokas, the Prima Gadim. It's a good Machlokas to think about. Yeah. But Moshe Dechter was Machavin to the Prima Gadim, and Daniel and Jake were Machavin to the Mat Ephraim. So what did Rav Kook say? I don't know.
When Abaye asks a rabbi, he says that Sukkah shall parizel, so there will be a machlokes. Remove Adam and Matar, and he's a mezuzah. Even though it's not in the house, because you made it.
No. Shal Barzel means you made it just for Sukkahs. Shal Barzel. No, but there you only the whole structure is only up for 7 days. My house is up for 100 years. Understand? The Mechitza Shal Barzel means for the 7 days of Sukkahs, instead of getting a plexiglass sukkah or a wood sukkah, I got a Mechitza Shal Barzel sukkah. But then after 7 days, I'm taking it down. Yeah, but that's still called Arai. I mean, at the end of the day, that's still going to be put in mezuzah l'kuli alma. Unless you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the mezuzah. But according to where we pasken, if I even though I made this unbelievable sukkah for 7 days and it's made out of barzel, still okay. So.
Yes,
so that's the question. So that we're going to. Okay, so we'll stop.
So, my third part, let's say the first 7 days you live in this house, it's
okay. Okay. Raise that question to me on Monday when we. So, Bez Hashem, Sunday we'll have regular shiur. What?
Second.
On the. Okay. Now we'll take a 2-minute break.